middle school in general, being that age is just, it's a terrible time. Yeah, I don't really feel like kids should be in school at that point because they can't really learn very much at those ages anyway, so my time could have been spent doing something productive, like anything else.
Do any of those schools that you attended have reputations in the community? Good or bad?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I know that the schools around us had some really interesting reputations. I feel like ours didn't really have very many reputations because, like, I know that one of our sister middle schools was the druggie school, but I don't think that we really had a reputation there. And then high school, we were not the magnet school, so that was pretty much all we had. We just weren't.
Who was the magnet school?
North Springs High School, yeah. The place where Raven Simone went, and all those other famous people.
Did you, was there any rivalry between Centennial and Roswell High School? I mean, that one being the more established.
I know that there was in fencing, because my brother was a fencer, but other than that, I didn't really notice.
Okay. Can you describe a typical day in high school?
I woke up way too early, and I rode the bus. For some reason, they went to the middle school, so we actually had to pick up those small children there first, drive to the middle school, and then if you were not paying attention and got off at the wrong stop, you would be at the wrong school. It would be very confusing. And then they would go back to the high school, which was actually closer, so once again, didn't make any sense. Then we would get off, and then I would go to my classes, which usually involved calculus, because that's all I can really remember of high school. And then I went to lunch, where there were four different lunches that you could have, so you never ate with your friends, pretty much. And then I think it ended at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and I was like, yay, let's get out of here. That's it.
All right. Did you participate in any extracurriculars?
I was in chorus for a year, and I was in this club called Interact Club, where we helped out people around the community. And I was a Girl Scout. I've been a Girl Scout all my life, pretty much.
Okay, well, tell me more about being a Girl Scout, being part of chorus, anything you can remember.
All right, well, I started Girl Scouts when I was in first grade, and that's not the youngest you can start, but it was pretty much the youngest you could start at that age. Now they've changed it all completely. But we went to Girl Scout meetings. My mom was actually the leader through high school, so I really couldn't leave even if I wanted to. And I don't know. We had a whole lot of changes in our troops because a lot of the girls were like, I'm too cool to be a Girl Scout. I wasn't allowed to be too cool to be a Girl Scout, so I was not. And some of the girls, one of the parents actually, it was really, really weird, came up to my mom. Her daughter was in fifth grade, and she was like, my daughter can't be a Girl Scout anymore because she's about to be interested in boys, and she can't be interested in boys and be a Girl Scout, so bye. And we're like, okay, that's cool.
Yeah, interesting.
It was very, very odd, but yeah, then I ended up staying in Girl Scouts through my senior year in high school, and then I guess I'm an adult Girl Scout now, although I don't know what that means since I haven't done anything with that title.
Uh-huh.
But I used to teach leadership classes through Girl Scouting when my troop broke up because everyone else left. So, yeah.
Would you say that the Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts is a popular thing to do in Roswell? Not necessarily. Yeah, it is.
Definitely. There's tons of them.
Yeah. What sort of, would there be community events that